All right, welcome back into the show. Halftime Thursday Night Football. It is the Chiefs 14 and the Chargers 7. Phillip Rivers with two interceptions, two really bad interceptions here. Second one was in the back of the end zone when the Chargers at least could have gotten 3 points there. Yeah, not good. Mahomes, 107 yards, couple of touchdowns. And again, this game's big, so is the Monday night one. We might know if this MVP race is wrapped up by the end of this week. Right now, Mahomes, not a great game, but certainly no turnovers. And that's the statistic you're looking at if you're a Breeze for MVP supporter. That's the one that could come back to hurt Mahomes right now. He's taking care of the football. We're talking Pelicans here. By the way, Scott Alexander, big Pelicans fan, he comes on. He texts me, I'm over the age of 50 and I want an 18 playoff. That's with our last conversation. All right, Scott, I like it. Young at heart, Scott Alexander. So I was giving you the similarities from the Pelicans this year and last year, last segment. Through 30 games last year, 15-15. Through 30 games this year, 15-15. Conference standings last year at this point, 8th. This year, 10th. Games back of the top seed in the conference, the number one seed, 9 games back last year, 4.5 games back this year. Everything's compact. Everybody just needs to relax here a little bit. Long season. Let's bring on in Jake Madison, who's promised to talk about it. Host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast at Nola Jake on Twitter. You should be following him if you are not. Jake, what's going on, man? It's been a while since we had you on.
I know. Excited to be back on here talking hoops with you.
Yeah, dude. So you heard me lay it out there. Is it time to panic here yet, or does everybody need to pull their Aaron Rodgers out in RELAX?
No, you know, I don't think it's time to panic, but I certainly think it's time to be a little bit concerned. I don't actually like the comparison of this team through 30 games right now compared to last year through 30 games, because these are very different teams. You know, when I've been on your show with you, particularly before the season started, you said, is there more talent on opening night for this Pelicans roster than there was in the playoffs against the Portland Trailblazers? And we both agreed that, yes, there is, which largely had to do with DeMarcus Cousins' injury, but whatever, there was more talent here. So you can't really compare it to that past team and say, well, their records are the same, because there is more talent. They had higher expectations set by that playoff run. So this does look disappointing, and there's reasons to be concerned. You know, they're playing a similar style of ball, being very fast, but the defense isn't good. It was good last year. Why have they kind of regressed on that side? Those are the type of things that I'm looking at. It's good that the standings are all similar and they're not really losing a ton of ground and they don't need to make up a ton. And I think what that can lead to is a situation at the end of the year where they're in the playoffs and you're going to say, you know, yeah, they might be the 7 or 8 seed, but really they're playing at the level of, say, the 5, 6, 4 seed, something like that. So they're better than their record indicates. But that does you no good when you're actually the 7th or 8th seed and you're matched up with the Golden State Warriors in the first round and likely to be swept. So that's kind of the issue here and the way I look at it. They need to get that defense figured out sooner rather than later. It played well against the Thunder last night. They can carry that forward. They're going to be a very good team. They'll get into the playoffs and there shouldn't be very many reasons to be concerned, but they're not there just yet.
Could you say that they're a point guard, maybe a 3 away here, trade deadline, bring somebody in from being really, really good? And I know we've talked about it endlessly the last month. If you're an Elfrid Payton Pinky away from not being very good, there's some concerns there. But is it with Drew playing this way, maybe his best season, a certain AD, he's playing as well as he ever has been. Is it just as simple as, hey, get your point guard back or bring somebody in via trade?
You know, I think that certainly is going to help, and that's going to alleviate some of the pressure should a guy like Drew Holiday or Anthony Davis have an off night. And though Davis had his points against the Boston Celtics, Holiday only took 10 shots in that one and wasn't very impactful, at least on the offensive side. So you need someone else to be able to step up. That guy could be Elfrid Payton. It could be a move they make closer to the trade deadline. I think that's kind of what would define their season a little bit more. But look, Elfrid Payton coming back isn't fixing this defense. They're still scoring enough. They're still one of the top offenses without him, though inconsistent at times. But you just need a little bit more talent on this team. Alvin Gentry's tweaked his rotation a little bit over the past couple of games, realizing he can't throw out some of those bench lineups that he was using because they were getting absolutely torched, not putting enough points up, not defending enough. So he's kind of staggered the lineups a little bit more. You still want to keep Drew and Anthony Davis together, maybe more than he played in that Thunder game. Long term, it's kind of a stopgap. If you add another piece here, that gives you a little bit more depth. I think that allows you to do it, which is going to make you a better team in the long run. done. So certainly they need to add a piece. And as we've heard, the rumors are they're really kind of burning up the phones, trying to see what they could do. You know, they put in an offer for Jimmy Butler. They're still probably calling every single team right now, trying to find the best way to upgrade this team. So it's not going to necessarily get resolved soon, but they've got to be trying because they realize the stakes that are going on this year.
Talking to Jake Madison here, little Pelicans, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast at NOLA. Jake, what do you make of all of the words written and the tweets and the social media about Anthony Davis's locker room presence, his behind the scenes, his body language in the press conferences, skipping out? My view on this is, Jake, if you put a supermodel under a microscope, you're always going to find blemishes here. And I try to stay away from that. But are you making any of this?
No, not too much. He's having a tremendous year. He's averaging close to 28 points, 29 points per game, and he's still a very, very good defender. I think you've seen him out there kind of just be forced to do a little bit more than he's maybe comfortable with. The defense alongside him hasn't been good when he's been paired with Julius Randle or Nikola Mirotic. They're not defending, or Mirotic isn't like he was last year. Randle's a decent one-on-one defender, but really struggles in the pick and roll, which is just going to make Anthony Davis look bad. So I think a lot of it has to do with just the way the others are playing kind of reflects poorly on him. But no, you're right. You can nitpick it to death, certainly. There's maybe been a couple of times in crunch time. You saw it against the Pistons. You saw it against the Memphis Grizzlies as well, where, you know, late in the fourth quarter, he only took four shots. You want him to get the ball more, but he's not a point guard. You know, he needs someone to get him the ball. And if they're not doing that, that's not necessarily his fault. And I don't know if you can blame him for it. So I think kind of the talk around Anthony Davis is nitpicking a little bit more so than is actually needed.
Jake Madison here covers the Pelicans, but he also covers the NBA, does some work for Locked On NBA here. I got to ask you about Luka Doncic, because he looks to me like the truth here. And I know everybody's on board this train, so maybe I'm just hopping on the bandwagon here, Jake, but my goodness, this kid at 19 years old looks as good as anybody at 19 year old. I mean this since LeBron and Kobe back in the day. He looks like the absolute truth. You agree there? What do you think of this kid?
Yeah, 100%. I thought he should have been the number one overall pick in the draft, and the Mavs basically got a steal with that trade with the Atlanta Hawks, and that kind of looks pretty poorly for them right now. He's got kind of everything. He can pass, he can rebound, he can shoot, he can get to the rim. You know, he's 19 and a rookie in the NBA, but he was playing professional basketball in Spain for a number of years before this. The big knock on him coming into the league was that European players tend to be a little bit softer. He's not showing any of that. You know, I was very excited to see the Mavericks come to town and play the Pelicans to watch him. And then Drew Holiday kind of wrecked his night, I guess is the best way to put it. And it was kind of disappointing. But overall, as he puts this game together that he's got and all of the tools he brings, he's going to be a very fun and a very special player for years and years to come.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's out of the previous era and into the Luka Doncic era there in Dallas, from one European star to the next. Jake, really appreciate it, man. Look forward to your analysis all year long covering the Pelicans. Thanks, buddy.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, Seth.
All right. Locked On Pelicans podcast. Find that daily in your Apple podcast store, your favorite podcasting app, also Locked On Pelicans. If you're on holds, we'll get you after this quick break. I'm Seth Dunlap. The Last Lap continues on WWL.